I now invite Muhammad Saad to say a few words on behalf of the class of 2012. At the conclusion of his remarks, he will be joined by Dean Drescher, president of the senior class. Together they will lead the undergraduates in turning your tassels, signifying your graduation from the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Muhammad Saad.
Good morning. So we all know today is a very special day. Today, we become alumni of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Well, unless you forgot to fulfill that visual and performing arts requirement, you'll be back in the fall. But before I address the graduates, there's another group here I'd like to address on behalf of the class of 2012. To our mothers, we'd like to say thank you. Thank you for making the phrase working mother seem a bit redundant. Thank you for putting up with numerous temper tantrums and crying fits, for never letting on to just how awkward we were in middle school, for coming to all of our recitals, games, conferences, and awards ceremonies. Thank you for moving us into Hinton James, Erringhouse, Granville, and the few lucky ones, Morrison. Thank you for not hanging up when we called every weekend of freshman year with a new major, or when we gave up that pre-med hope after Chem 101. Thank you for helping us become the men and women we are today. Without you, we literally and figuratively wouldn't be here today. So now that I've made all the fathers sufficiently jealous, it's time to move on to the graduates. A few weeks ago, during the rush of exams, I made a few attempts to write this speech in Davis Library. But the frenzy of exam cramming and the occasional streaker sprinting through the stacks didn't exactly hit the right pitch of inspiration. So in order to write my comments, I took my show on the road. I stumbled my way, tripping over bricks in the pit. I sat daydreaming on the steps of Wilson. I lounged on the quad, working on my tan and looking to the Carolina blue sky, hoping that the cloud formations would spell out my inspiration. I dozed off in the shade of the Arboretum. I sat in the bleachers of Keenan Stadium, imagining all the wins that Coach Fedora will lead us to next year. I sat under Davy Poplar, alone, unfortunately, thinking about the long history of the university. I walked by Frat Court reminiscing on the first year social scene, which I'm sure you all remember, or do you? And I chatted with our Carborough neighbors at Weaver Street. I wanted to take in Carolina fully, to tap into the essence of a student body that's diverse and inspiring, a campus that's breathtaking and full bloom, and a neighborhood that's eclectic and welcoming. Together, these features make up the magic of this Carolina family. While this mini odyssey proved to be a great way to delay my studies, all of these snapshots of campus brought back a flood of memories from the past 4 years and left me speechless, but with one very powerful feeling, a feeling of deep gratitude. And even though that feeling is difficult to capture into words, it's something that I'm sure every graduate today can understand and knows exactly what I'm referring to. Today, we all pause here together for a moment of stillness to breathe and to be grateful. We are the class that started our UNC journey in the shadow of a terrible loss. A class that changed history in our first year of voter eligibility and witnessed the first African-American president taking office, and then saw him take the stage of Memorial Hall just a few years later. A class that in our first year became the University of National Champions and rushed Franklin Street too many times to count after beating that school down the road. Our class saw the rise and fall of athletic programs. We put up with endless construction all over campus. And we discovered our passions and fought for them tirelessly, regardless of how hopeless or difficult the odds of success might have seemed. So what does one say to a class that would send them off into the real world with a sense of appreciation for the place that we've all called home for a few years, while still urging them to continue to fight for their convictions? It seems only fitting in this moment of collective transition to say with a wholehearted sincerity, thank you. Thank you to our classmates and professors for all the inspiration they provide for us on a daily basis. Thank you, professors and educators and mentors, for challenging us intellectually and never letting us leave a classroom with our curiosity satisfied. For always making us think about what more can be done to improve ourselves individually while connecting to a larger community to improve our world collectively. Thank you, classmates, coworkers, teammates, and friends, for enduring those all-nighters in the UL, for waiting in lines for hours to get in the risers of the Duke game, or to see Jimmy Fallon, Dave Matthews, and Barack Obama all on the same stage. Thank you, fellow Tar Heels, for the endless acts of service in Hope Gardens, Carolina Kickoff, student government, and at the international level through Global Brigades, Habitat for Humanity, World Camp, and so much more. Our classmates have taken on appeals for equal pay for the housekeeping staff of UNC. They've been involved with local farmers in Carrboro and migrant communities in eastern North Carolina. Our classmates have worked with the HIV-infected communities in Malawi and victims of human trafficking in Thailand. Because of these efforts, our Carolina family has expanded beyond our immediate community, and the cascades of our solidarity have reached far beyond Chapel Hill. Our classmates are NCAA champions, founders of charity organizations like Hope Gardens and CEO for Teens. They're the fearless members of Blue Steel. They're our future teachers, investment bankers, scientists, and journalists. These are the individuals and collectives that provide us with inspiration through their anonymous work in pursuit of a greater good. So look around you and be proud, but also be humbled by the rich diversity and coherent unity that defines us uniquely as the University of the People. Now on the flip side, what do we as graduates say to a place that has been our home and provided us with so many memories and opportunities? Still, a mere thank you seems too weak to capture it all. Look around you. Capture this moment, this feeling of support from family and friends here from all over the world. This fulfillment of accomplishment, this sea of blue-clad peers and friends on the brink of life's next great adventure. And remember that these 4 years will sustain a lifetime ahead. We are indebted to this university for all the personal struggle and growth it has encouraged in us. We all know we are not the same people that we were when we first stepped foot on this campus as motivated yet nervous first years. Whether from Washington County or Washington State, if you have family in Eastern North Carolina or East Asia, each one of us has had the privilege of calling this place home. We come from every county in the state, every state in the country, and so many countries across the globe. But when it comes down to it, we've all come together to share and build an incredible community here at UNC. So to the students that have allowed me to be proud of my university, to the administrators and staff that have provided each of us with the opportunities of a lifetime, to the culture that has been fostered here for centuries that makes this place what it is today and allows Tar Heels all over the world to stop and smile whenever they see a Carolina blue shirt, I'd like to say thank you. Now at this point, I could conclude with a quote by Charles Kuralt, Thomas Wolfe, Petey Pablo, or even James Taylor, since Carolina is always on our minds. But I think it's much more suitable to conclude with a quote by one of our very own classmates. In the last issue of the DTH, Allison Hawkins eloquently captured what so many of us feel today. She said, "I can't articulate or even comprehend what this place has meant to me. Maybe I'll never be able to. Maybe none of us can. But it is love." So to prove to you all just how strong this tie between all us Tar Heels is and how lasting this love for Carolina and its family truly is, I'd like to very briefly ask you all to turn your attention to the class of 2012 as I ask Maura Mayorga to please stand, and I think Michael Wengenworth has a small proposition he'd like to make. And of course, she said yes. Thank you. Thank you to all of our friends and families, as well as the administrators and staff of the university, for all of their support these past few years. we extend our gratitude to all of our friends and families, to the administrators and staff of the university, and graduates, thank you for allowing this university to live up to every one of its many names: the University of National Champions, the University of North Carolina, and the University of the People. Congratulations, and may the odds be ever in your favor. And if you could all stand up and join us in the turning of the tassel.
As president and vice president of the class of 2012, we are privileged to lead you in moving your tassels from right to left, signifying your new status. Congratulations!